Hello, this is Sabrina
and Kaylee,
and we are going to be discussing what hip-hop is and showing its influence.
All right, Sabrina, go ahead and tell me some background on hip-hop.
Okay, so it started in 1970s in the Bronx, New York City, and the founders of hip-hop, one of the main influencers, include DJ Kool Herc, also known as Clive Campbell. He's a Jamaican immigrant who was the first major hip-hop disc jockey. So at the Bronx party that him and his sister Cindy put on at a back-to-school jam in the recreation room of their apartment, they introduced techniques of playing the same album on two turntables and extending the drum sections of the different songs. And so many people see this night as the birth of hip-hop. Okay, so could you explain to me the five elements of hip-hop?
Yeah, there's DJing, which is the turntable and the record on the turntable, and it's just making different music out of what's already there. And then
The records?
Yeah, and then like
changing the wiki,
it in a way.
Wiki.
Yeah, kind of. And then MCing, which is the actual singing, rapping part of it. So while you're doing that with the music, you add something to it.
So a little freestyle.
A little bit, yeah, kind of. And then there's breakdance, which is obviously it's self-explanatory.
Physical attribute.
Yeah, you just break out and dance and you go for it.
Yeah.
It's like a freestyle dance. You go for it.
Yeah.
Do what you wish. And then graffiti, which is the visual part of it. And they used to like paint with spray paint behind them and then dance on cardboard. Well,
did you know my dad danced on cardboard?
For money or like
just to go.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So hip-hop incorporates the musical style of rhythmic and or rhyming speech that attained to the widespread popularity. This musical movement became one of the most lasting and influential art forms.
I feel like it's still influential today in ways, like it's still relevant in our culture.
Yeah. How did hip-hop get its name?
Well, the most popular explanation comes from Keith Wiggins. The rapper used words like hip-hop to imitate the sound of soldiers marching. Like left, 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 right, left. Which we just practiced.
Yeah. Hip-hop, hip-hop.
They use words like hip-hop to imitate the sound of the soldiers marching in reference to a friend that had joined the army. His friend, Kevin Smith, created this phrase, hip-hop, which was subsequently popularized by songs.
His songs, yeah.
Yeah.
Notably in the Sugar Hill Gang, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this group of men created what was known as the first hip-hop song, Rapper's Delight.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really long song. Have you
really?
Ever listened to it?
I haven't.
I know, like, a lot of it, but I'm not gonna.
Oh,
I could give you
how long is it?
It's like a hip hop.
Oh,
I have heard it. You don't stop. Or I can do a bang bang boogie, say up, jump, boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat.
I know a little bit of it. I'm not gonna do anything.
But continuing on into the mid 1980s, the next wave of rappers came to the forefront, including Run DMC. This group of young men fused rap and hard rock together. And then came the Beastie Boys.
Which were a very popular band and still are, like, kind of relevant now.
Yeah. And they influenced, like, the digital sampling with music and the sounds electronically.
With, like, a, like, noise board or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
What are they called? Do you know? Like, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the
soundboard.
Yeah.
It still today provides, like, an escape away from everything else.
Yeah, I think what happens is that it just is really, like...
It's so upbeat and positive.
Yeah.
And it makes you want to dance.
Yeah, but there's also, like, aspects of it being serious and connecting to everyday life. Like, not only just, like, what teens are going through, but just the personal issues you could be going through.
Yeah, like the 1-800 song.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who it's by, but it's about, like, suicide and how he wanted to die at the beginning of the song but didn't at the end of the song.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes through the motions of it, and that is relevant in today's history because everybody...
Yeah. Another way it's also influencing today is also, like, with Black history and everything.
Yeah.
Like, it's just really, like, prevalent or relevant in their, like...
It's a very big issue today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it, like, touches basis on, like, news castings and stuff and all this issues that are going on. Like, it brings awareness to it. So I think it's really important because it connects with students, but also, like, grown adults. Like, it can reach out to those people. And for people who don't watch the news very often, like, that might be nice because there are ways that they incorporate it into their music and how important issues are. And
like NWA, have you ever heard any of their songs?
No, I don't listen to rap.
Oh, well, there was a big movie, I don't remember what it was called, but it went through their lives and how they, like, came up in Compton, in the streets of Compton, and then came up to be professional rappers.
Is it the Bobby Compton Underground?
Yeah.
That song?
Yeah.
Well, I think that rap music is often misunderstood, and the media often leads or often portrays it as negative and thinks that rap or hip-hop leads to crime and gangs, but rappers like Logic wrote the song that you were saying.
Yeah.
That is, like, the suicide hotline, and it just brought a lot of awareness to suicide.
Yeah.
Other ways that...
I think that there are a lot of influences on hip-hop, like R&B, funk, soul, jazz, rock and roll is a really big one. They all are combined and put into the same genre of music, so it became such a big prevalent one because it was so, it was the same, but it was also so different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so poets and writers like Iceberg Slim would incorporate it.
Do you know who that is?
No.
I have no
idea. Maybe we shouldn't have said that. Actually know what I'm talking about. Hip hop dominated the 2018 Grammy nominations, and today the NFL, NBA, and ESPN all use rap and hip hop during their live broadcast. So I think that overall hip hop has made a really big impact on the world.
A very lasting impression. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you for listening.
I hope you've learned something about hip hop and can take something away from this podcast.
See you on next one. <I'm kidding>. Peace.